This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Nun. Yesterday, we saw in the Mechaber, in Sif Hei, that we don't open the door of the Beis HaKnesses only opposite the side that you're davening toward, so that if you're davening toward the west, the doorway should be in the east, so that when you enter the Pesach, you bow toward the Arayin, which is the direction that you're davening toward. The Bir Halacha says, let's see, that this is based on the Tosefta, like the Gra quotes. So the Bir Halacha then has a Shaila, what do shuls do because of room constraints that they're not able to put the Aroin in the Mizrach and they have to put it in the north or the south? What direction should the Tzibur daven? Should they daven toward the east, because that's Yushalayim, or to the Aron Kodesh? In other words, what has precedence? The Aron Kodesh, or the direction of the Aron, or the direction of Yerushalayim? And the Bir Halacha does not give a conclusion. He ends off the Tzarchia and what should be done in such a circumstance. Let's see. The Mishnah Berurah said earlier, in a case where you can't put the Aron in the east, you should put it in the south. Okay, the Rama continues. Oh, let's see the Mishnah Berurah first. Ba'oysa ha'ir, ulafikach b'medinois elu. Therefore, in our community, that we daven to the east, because we are situated in the west of Eretz Yisrael, we have to make the door of the shul in the west, so that you could bow from the door neged the Aron. Let's say the door was on a different side, the char of Beis HaKnesses. Now when they're rebuilding it, some of the leaders of the shul say, hey, we didn't build it right the first time. We want to change it. The majority cannot protest. Even though it's going to cause the whole setup of the shul to change, yikov hadin Beinehem. Let the halacha pierce through this dispute. In other words, we don't care about protocol. We don't care how it was done. V'ayim beber halacha. So in other words, despite the fact that this is not how they did it for many generations, well, now they should start doing it right. Now in the Be'er Halacha, he says, look what I wrote in the name of the Magen Avram, but I didn't bring from the Prisha and the Prima Gadim that they question this whole din. What does that mean, they question the whole din? It says, in Bavel, the entrances were in the west, and they bowed to the east, like in our Medinais. Meaning, even though Bavel is east of Eretz Yisrael, they daven to the east. That seems to be not like this halacha. Then the Be'er Halacha brings that this kapeda is only in the door that most of the tzibur enters, but the other doorways, you could make them in any direction. Furthermore, the din of Shulchan Aruch is only on the opening of the shul itself, but the opening of the building, that also, it doesn't matter what direction it's in. Okay. Sivkatan Yud Aleph, Neged Ha'aran Shul Barach, V'atam She'tzorach Likba'i Aran Shul. The reason you have to put the Aran there, K'mavor Barambam, V'tor V'zal Ashaynoi, U'boinin Heichal Zeh, they build this Heichal, Baruach She'mespalem K'negdai Ba'isoir. They build the Aran in the direction that they daven, K'deish Yopneim El Mul Ha'Heichal K'sheyamdu L'tfilah. So like we mentioned, the Be'er Halacha, it's a Shaila. Let's say there's a conflict between Yerushalayim and the Aran. Is it better to face Yerushalayim or is it better to face the Arayin? The Rambam continues. The Oisin Bima Be'emtza Beis HaKnesses. They put the Bima in the middle of the shul. Sheyamoid Olea Koryeh Batar V'yishmu Kulam. So that the Baal Koryeh should stand there and everyone could hear. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Oisin Bima. Be'in Oisin Yosem Yishesh Madregos LaBima. The Bima should not have more than 6 steps. The Zohar says, Dafka, the Kepeda, is that it should have Dafka 6 steps. Like it says by the throne of Shloimai, Vishesh Malois Lekisei. The Zohar adds, the Shulchan on the Bima is the 7th step that you put the Sefer Torah on it. The Chidah says in Machzik Bracha, that nowadays we're not Nizar in this, that the Bima should have 6 steps. The Mishnah Siyosef also says, then the old shuls in Europe, they didn't have steps dafka to the bima. Other poskim say that you should have 6 steps. But the Machlech Chaim says minimum 3 steps. But it's not ma'akev. The Ben Ish Chai says not ma'akev. Even if you don't have steps, it has a din of a bima, legabe hakafes. In other words, the fact, even if it doesn't have steps, most shuls today don't have steps. That doesn't mean it's correct. First of all, they're still trying to collect money to get a klaf. So, you know, after they do that, they could spend money on getting steps. But it's better, l'chadchila, a bima should have minimum 3 steps. Some say 6 steps is ideal. Okay. The Rama continues, Uchshemispalal Asher Tzibur Panav Klapei HaKodesh. The Asher Tzibur should face the Heichal, not the people. V'seder Yeshiva Kachi. Here is the way people should sit in the shul. Hazakenim Yoishvim Pneim Klapei Am. The elders, the Talmidei Chachamim, should face the people. Ushar Ha'am Kulam Yoishim Shura Shurais. Everyone else sits in rows, Pneim Klapei HaKodesh, Upnei Hazakenim. They should face the Arayin, and the Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uchshem Espala Asher Tzibur Harama Kitzer Kan. The Rama was Makatzer here, V'zel Ashayna Torah Uve'esh Asher Tzibur Omed Tfila. When Asher Tzibur goes to Davin, Yoyred La'aretz Lefnei HaTeva, he should go down before the Teva, U'panav Klapei HaKodesh Kishar Ha'am. That's why the Magen Avraham quoted earlier in Siman Tzadi says that the Shatz is called Yoyred Lefnei HaTeva because the minhag was the place that the Shatz stood was lower than the rest of the shul. Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem. The Beis Yosef brings from Mari ben Chaviv. Then another reason he's called Yoyred is because he leaves his spot, his regular place, to go to the Teva. Also, some say because he's yored from the bima, from which he went to read the Torah to daven musaf. Lemaisa Rav Moshe says, it's not the minhag of the shatz to stand on a makam namach, like the Magen Avraham says, because the Shulchan Aruch Rama never said that there's a maila to daven dafka b'makam namach, just not b'makam gavaya. Also, Rav Moshe says the Rif and the Rush omit this halacha. Also, the Shulchan Atar brings that in the old shuls they didn't see that there was a lower spot. And in the shul of the Ramah, the floor is not lower. Now, where should the amud be from which the chazan davens? Rav Moshe says, in many places the minhag is to put the amud on the right side of the Aron Kodesh. That's mashma a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah. It should be on the right side, which is the chashuv side. The Mishnah Yosef says some places they put the amud on the left side. Why? Because the place, the Rav is on the right side. That so, therefore, the amud is on the left side. I think in most shuls it's front and center. Is there a reason for that? I'm not sure.
Shouldn't you be lifnei ha-teva?
So when they say the right side, it's still within the vicinity of the Aron, but not mamish front and center. Doesn't seem like there is a makar to do it front and center. It seems like it should dafka be either on the right or the left. What about in very big shuls and they can't hear the shots when he's standing at the amud? Rav Moshe says the shots could daven at the bima so that everyone could hear. And that was the minhag in Europe in many Bati Knesios. However, if there's no special reason, don't be mishana from the minhag of standing by the amud. What about during Kabbalah Shabbos? The minhag is to dafka daven from the bima and not the amud. Why, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to show it's not miseder atfila. It's a minog shenoagu bedoyros hamulcharim. I think in many Ashkenaz shuls, they, you know, they're makbet to do it at the bima, not at the amud. Okay, Mishnah Berurah continues. V'seder ha-yeshiva, sivkatan yodalad. Nowadays, there is no inyan for the seder where the zakenim are in the front and the regular people in the back. Because they sell the spots. So they don't. It doesn't go by chashivos. It goes by money. Okay. Therefore, you should be careful not to make any place to sit between the bima and the aroin in a way that the one sitting there is opposite the bima and his back is to the Heichal. The Gnaihu. It's a Gnai for one's back to be toward the Aroin. V'yisur nami ikya. To oimed ala bima, levarich u'mishtachave, nirik u'mishtachave aloi. The guy standing on the bima looks like he's bowing to the person in front of the bima. So first he says you have to be careful not to make any place to sit between the bima and the aroin in a way where the person sitting there is nega the bima with the back to the heichal, because it's a gnai. V'yisura nami ika. Do'aymeid al bima levarich l'mishtach nirik mishtach. Looks like he's bowing to him. Imloy sheyas amokim enat stadim. Unless you do it from the side. It seems like there's an issue with the seats between the in front of the bima, because the guy who's getting the aliyah and he's bowing, it looks like he's bowing to them. Other achorim ask, well, then how could the zakenim sit in the front? And the people, when they're bowing to them, even though the zakenim would also get up and bow. Okay, because of prima gun, the achshav shoisim becomes a itzal abima shekorin ala memra. Nowadays, that we make places near the bima that we call ala memra upnei hayoshev lahechal va'achor of labima, and those who are sitting are facing the hechal and their back is to the bima. Avsha achor of the sefer Torah, even though their back is to the sefer Torah, mikol makom reshus acheres hi abima. The bima is considered a reshus b'fnei atzmai, and it's okay. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.